Turning Point is brought to you by PC Wealth Management of Morgan Stanley Smith Barney and the law firm of Duffy & Duffy, protecting the victims of medical error.
Welcome to Turning Point. Our special guest today is a power couple, Joe and Teresa Giudice. Have I got that right?
Yes.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad for an Irishman?
Yeah, for an Irishman, not too bad. But the stars of course, Jersey Housewives. Welcome, both of you guys.
Thank you.
You've become reality stars, as big a reality stars as there are out there, and I'm sure it's changed your life dramatically. We were talking before the break, or before we started, about the start. Let's go over that.
How it all started?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it happened, we're in our, almost 4 years ago. And it all started with the salon in Franklin Lakes. The producers went in there and asked the owner, they're like, can you recommend, like, women that are over the top, beautiful, you know, fabulous? So they recommended Dina and Jacqueline. Dina recommended me. Jacqueline recommended another friend of hers that decided not to do the show. And then Jacqueline sent the cameras over to Caroline's house. And that's how she got on.
You signed the original contract. And you didn't have to sign, Joe, until you actually had to appear. So the initial contract was signed by Teresa.
Correct.
Right. Like, it was called Jersey Housewives. So he really, Joe didn't want no part of it. He's like, all right, hon, if this is something you want to do, then, you know, do it. But Joe's like, I don't want any part of it. But then eventually, you know,
You got more than you bargained for.
He got on.
You are part of it. How about the kids? How did they like it?
The kids, you know, they just go with the flow. And Gabriella, my second daughter, she's the most, you know, she's very shy. And I mean, sometimes, you know, I don't force her. She goes, you know, if she wants to be in the scene, she's in it. If not, she just, you know, goes into the other room. Gia, you know, Gia likes cameras. And Melania's, you know, my 6-year-old now, and she loves the cameras. And Adriana, I mean, she just goes with the flow. She's 2.5.
How about the paparazzi? Have they treated you well? I mean, they're all over you. Anybody crossing over the line where?
I mean, one time, you know, we had to call the cops on paparazzi in the front yard. They wouldn't leave, so they left. Another time we were in, I believe, Miami, and then what, they come out of the bushes? I mean, I was like, what the hell's going on?
You're getting ambushed out of the bushes.
It's like they just come out of the bushes and just start taking pictures.
I know, and there's this one picture of us, too, that they always put in a magazine, and of course, I see the camera, and because I've always loved the camera, so every time I see a camera, I smile, right? And he has this face, who are you? Like, because, you know, they came out of nowhere and started taking our picture.
They come on the beach and take pictures of you. It's like, what's going on over here?
Either one of you, in your early life, did you ever dream of being an actor or singer or some kind of performer?
Well, you know, when you're little, I always wanted to be a movie star and a dancer and a singer when I was little. But, you know,
did you aspire to? I mean, did you take lessons?
No, no. Never went
like
nothing. Because my parents are off the boat, so my mom didn't start driving until, you know, they came here from Italy. My mom didn't start driving until I was in third grade. And then by then, she felt like I was already old enough. You know, I never went to dancing school, nothing, because she just thought it was too late for me to do anything. I think I did softball and baton twirling, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that's
I played the saxophone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Donald Trump show?
Yes.
You did very well on that. You got a lot of attention on that.
Yeah, the whole experience was amazing. The charity that I was fighting for was NephCure Foundation, which is a rare kidney disease, and I was fighting for this little boy named Matthew. And so I was able to raise awareness and a lot of money for the charity.
How much did you raise?
$70,000.
That's tremendous.
Well, that's the one that she won, but we raised a lot more money, but went to the other charities because when you lose, it goes to the other charity, which is okay. It's all good.
They were all good. They were all good causes. So that's good. You certainly, and I'll point this out to Teresa directly, but you've certainly taken positive advantage of your celebrity. I mean, this is a unique situation. I mean, who would think that, you know, one day you would have your life followed around by cameras everywhere you go? And you've put out 3 cookbooks. I think they've all been bestsellers, and you have all type of products. Your cookbooks, I mean, you're doing all right with that, making some bucks on that?
All 3 of them are New York Times bestsellers. I recently came out with my 3rd cookbook, which is Fabulous Fast and Fit. There's over 70 new heart-healthy recipes from start to stove, 30 minutes. A lot of the recipes are 10 ingredients or less. In the back of the book, there's a nutritional guide. All the recipes are calorie counted. It works great with Weight Watchers and gluten-free diets. And for the first time, I give fitness tips.
You said they shoot about 5 months, right?
5 months, yeah. 4 or 5 months straight.
And what's the schedule? It's nonstop?
No, I mean, you know, they give us like depending on the week. We always get a day off, either 1 or 2 days off during the week.
How real is reality TV?
Very real. Like, exactly what you see is what, you know?
You don't have somebody saying, Teresa, that's not like you. You got to be more like this. Or Joe, you got to be more like this.
No, Joe? No. Joe is Joe. Joe does not act for the cameras. Joe's not a house husband. Joe's Joe.
I don't do interviews. I don't do none of that stuff.
This is your first interview. Hey, we're honored to have you.
So I actually don't, I never done an interview before.
Well, you're doing
like
fine.
He doesn't sit there, like, you know how we sit there on the Housewives and actually do interviews? He's never done one of those.
When we come back, more with Joe and Teresa from the New Jersey Housewives.
That was totally uncalled for what she did. Like, to pay attention, like, who is she? Is she God? No. So don't ever tell me to pay attention.
I am paying attention. Obviously, there has to be something else. It's just not name change and arrest. There has to be something else. Why was arrested? Prostitution whore? You are engaged. 19, huh? You bitch! Huh? Coming to my trap! You whore!
Turning Point with Frank McKay is brought to you by Smith & DeGroat Real Estate, serving the tri-state area since 1955, and CAI Insurance Solutions since 1961. On the web at www.conferenceny.com.
Today at Atlantic Honda, we decided to interview some real customers.
They're family-oriented, and I really like the spot.
The prices are fantastic. I wasn't even planning on getting a brand-new car, and I wound up getting a 12.
Lease a 2012 Civic LX for just $89 a month. Lease a 2012 Accord for just $139 a month.
There's so much to choose from, it was hard, you know?
Got 10 cars to them.
Have a very good finance program.
This surpasses anything we've ever experienced in other Honda dealerships.
Visit AtlanticHonda.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Jonas.
And I'm Danielle Jonas.
And we chose to have our wedding at Ohika Castle because it's an amazing place where dreams can definitely come true.
Ohika is a real-life castle built back in 1919 by Otto Hermann Kahn. During the Roaring Twenties, he entertained famous celebrities such as Charlie Chaplin and Enrico Caruso. Lots of cool stuff happens at Ohika Castle, like weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, sweet 16s, and historic mansion tours.
And this is Ohika Castle in Huntington, New York. So we love it there and we cannot wait to go back.
We were dealing with a mountain of credit card debt, and we didn't know what to do.
Being in debt is a nightmare. The constant phone calls, the stress, and the damage to your credit report.
We felt trapped.
That's when I heard about Credit Guard of America.
They're a nonprofit, licensed debt management company dedicated to getting people like us out of credit card debt.
If you have over $2,000 in credit card debt and are at least 30 days behind on your payments, then Credit Guard of America can help you.
They have a wide variety of programs that stop the harassment and reduce your monthly payments by up to 50%.
Call Credit Guard of America right now and get free of all credit card debt like we did.
I felt safe knowing that Credit Guard of America is a not-for-profit company.
We wanted a company that we could trust. And Credit Guard of America has helped thousands of Americans get out of credit card debt.
One phone call changed our financial future. And it can do the same for you.
Late fees and interest are putting you further in debt at this very moment. Do the smart thing and call Credit Guard of America right now.
Don't wait. Call immediately. It's time for a new beginning.
And we're back with Joe and Teresa from the New Jersey Housewives. We're talking a little bit before the break about the Celebrity Apprentice. It's a unique job, right? A unique type of TV show to handle. How did you like it?
It was an amazing experience, and also it was great. I was able to raise awareness and a lot of money for my charity, which is Neff Cure Foundation.
Did you like Trump?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Well, Joe made an appearance. Joe did make an appearance on one of our tasks.
I think I was carrying a luggage.
Yeah, him and my three daughters came in because we were doing the Buick task.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were trying to show that, you know, a whole family could fit with luggage in this car. So he was...
Trump family and everybody on the show was very nice, I got to say.
Who else were you on the show with?
I was on the show with Arsenio Hall, Clay Aiken.
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, no kidding.
He's a big fan.
You watch any of the other Housewives shows?
Here and there. I mean, Joe doesn't really want to watch anything. You know, that's what he likes to watch is Discovery Channel and Animal Planet when we're watching TV together.
How about your own show? You watch your own show?
We get the show on Wednesday, and then everybody else watches it on Sunday. So as soon as I get the show, I watch it when I have time because I have to blog about it on BravoTV.com.
Yeah.
Joe, sometimes he watches it, sometimes he doesn't.
They'll just show me the parts that they want to show me. Look at you on this part over here. Look what you did over here. Look at you what you did over here. You know, so that's what they show me, the parts that they think that I wasn't very nice or whatever it was, might have been.
What you're seeing on TV, I mean, they film, like, just say 115 hours. But you're only seeing, like, what, 10 minutes of it?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good for us, too, to see what, you know, how they're editing the show and... You know, and we learn from it. So
it's not a mirror.
I mean, we're
se.
Not. You know, like you know, we're not perfect.
I mean,
so everyone makes mistakes.
I mean, I can't be fake. You know what I mean? The other people could fake it out, do this, do that, whatever. I mean, and I watch them and I laugh. But I mean, I'm just who I am. That's it. I just lay it out the way it is.
Have you said anything that made it to the show that you wish you could just pull back?
No, oh. No. I mean, you know what? Sometimes, like you know, like I'm just saying, I'm sure. This is your own talk show. I'm sure things come out sometimes, like, by accident. I'm just saying that you mess up.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah,
but they can edit it because it's your show.
Yeah.
With us, they decide to put it in. Exactly. Like, you know, we have no control over the editing.
You see,
so
that's interesting, right? That you could do something completely wrong and you can't get it out. I mean, do you have a lobby to get something out?
Well, like, for instance, my brother wanted to go on to see a therapist. And here I'm talking with Jacqueline. I said, yeah, my brother wants us to go see a physical therapist. Like, I said physical therapist instead of saying therapist. Mm. You understand? Like, that's some, you know, I mean, I'm only human. I made a mistake. But, hello, it was supposed to be therapist. I mean,
like talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So it's funny. I mean, they could have taken that out. But you know what? They put it in. And, you know, I mean, I'm fine with it.
You know, I mean, other than the real obvious that people are watching you, what's the big change in your life since this?
I mean, I'd say the big change is since her family came on, you know, and her brother trash-talking her and all that. I mean, that stuff there I don't like, you know what I mean? And her cousins and whatnot, that there I don't like at all. But, I mean, as far as everything else, I mean, they are what they are, you know.
Do you think they would have done it if they weren't on camera?
No.
I didn't sign up to be on a show with my family. It was something that happened behind my back. I signed up to be on a show with friends and strangers. And so it was, you know, it was, I have to say, for third season, it was really hard for me. And it was sad to see what my family was saying about me. And it was something that I had to get used to. And the first episode that we ever filmed was the christening. And, you know, my brother said hurtful things to me that really, you know, hurt me. And it took me like a year to get over. And you know, I'm just saying, like, the way my family's been treating me on national TV, they've never treated me like that before TV. And, you know, it's just sad to me. It was just something that I had to get used to. And my husband was only kind of, you know, he felt bad for me. And, you know,
I mean, I used to get mad. I used to want to, like, smack him around, do this, that. But now I look at him, I actually feel sorry for him. You know what I mean? I look at him, I'm like, there's something wrong with these people.
Because he just felt sorry for me. Like, he can't believe that my family would talk about me like that on national TV. So, but, you know, so when you see Joe lashing out, he's only lashing out because he's, you know, he feels bad
for
his...
You're protecting your wife.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sad. Like, they're like, they say, like, we're in denial. And it's like, what are we in denial about? If we didn't want to be with each other, trust me, we both have strong personalities. We want to be with each other.
So much more to talk about when we come back with Joe and Teresa. We'll be right back after this.
Teresa, Danielle said this about your children. My daughters wore lace and crinoline at that age. My dogs wear leopard. Just a message. What do you say to that?
What did you mean by that?
I have leopard clothing for my dogs.
So what are you trying to say? That you dressed your kids better than my kids?
No, it wasn't what I was saying at
so
all.
Then what were you implying by that? So why did you make that comment?
Comparing the children to animals. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't true.
What were you implying by saying that?
Just saying my dogs wear
just
leopard.
Saying.
It's fabric. That's all. It's fabric.
My girls dress impeccable.
We know what you meant. Yes, they do.
Thank you.
Turning Point with Frank McKay is brought to you by Atlantic Honda, New York's auto giant, and Herman Katz, Kangemi and Klein, property tax attorneys and advisors.
Today at Atlantic Honda, we decided to interview some real customers.
They're family-oriented, and I really like the spot.
The price is fantastic. I wasn't even planning on getting a brand-new car, and I wound up getting an old 12.
Lease a 2012 Civic LX for just $89 a month. Lease a 2012 Accord for just $139 a month.
There's so much to choose from, it was hard, you know?
Got 10 cars to them.
Have a very good finance program.
This surpasses anything we've ever experienced in other Honda dealerships.
Visit AtlanticHonda.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Jonas.
And I'm Danielle Jonas.
And we chose to have our wedding at Ohika Castle because it's an amazing place where dreams have definitely come true.
Ohika is a real-life castle built back in 1919 by Otto Hermann Kahn. During the Roaring Twenties, he entertained famous celebrities such as Charlie Chaplin and Enrico Caruso. Lots of cool stuff happens at Ohika Castle, like weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, sweet 16s, and historic mansion tours.
And this is Ohika Castle in Huntington, New York. So we love it there, and we cannot wait to go back.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Did you know that term life insurance rates have fallen more than 60% in the past 15 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of top-rated life insurance products from brand names you trust. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with a $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $21 a month. We also have policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So whether this is your first time buying life insurance or you want to see if you're paying too much, call today for your free quote.
Call 877-489-9639. That's 877-489-9639.
And we're back with Joe and Teresa, the stars of the New Jersey Housewives. Reluctant stars, but stars. It's almost hard to believe that you wouldn't change with this experience. I mean, this is a unique situation.
You know what? If the only thing I have to say, yeah, you know what? I did change. I got stronger. I think Joe and I together as a couple got stronger. To me, our four daughters make me happy. Like, I wake up in the morning, they come in our room. Like, that's what makes me happy. Like, everything could be going bad around us. But our daughters make us very happy. And, you know, Joe and I were, I mean, he's great. He's, like, he's my rock. And, like, you know, and I'm sure I'm his rock. Am I your rock?
Of course.
So, like, you know, I'm just saying we work good off of each other. And I see, like, you know, I feel bad that they were kind of giving him a bad rap on the show. But you know what? I understand where he's coming from. And I don't need to stick up for him to anyone. I mean, I'm secure in our, you know, I'm secure in our marriage. And, you know, he's sticking up for his wife.
I mean, I've known her since she was two, so.
Really? Actually, you guys go back that long?
My father was in the hospital when she was born.
No kidding.
Yeah, our families, they knew of each other in Italy. Like, you know, they didn't hang out really in Italy, but when they came to America, they became friends.
So my mother hung out with her mother forever, and they still hang out.
We played house when we were little.
Did they really?
We never did anything.
We did a little bit.
No, we didn't.
A little bit.
No.
Are you high school sweethearts?
We never did hanky-panky until...
We always hung out, you know. I always took her on dates and picked her up and stuff like that.
You go to the prom together?
No prom.
No, that we didn't do.
But he always had a girlfriend, so if I would call him, he would drop whoever he was with and take me out to dinner, and we would just...
I cheated dating.
Yeah, but we never did anything. Like, it was just... it was good.
A little dating or something, you know.
When did you get married? How long ago?
12 years ago. Yeah.
After all is said and done, I mean, sooner or later, this has to end, right? I mean, it's things end. You think the...
Hopefully. I mean, I want peace with the family. I mean, if anything, this is not something I want to show my children, like, not in a million years. And if anything, it's hurting my parents. And this is, I mean, I only have one brother. I have one, you know, and I love, you know, we were like best friends. And, you know, I love him more than anything. I love my nieces and nephew. And I, you know, when he first married his wife, I accepted her with open arms. I mean, I was in her bridal party. I was pregnant with my second daughter, Gabriella. And I even asked her to be Gabriella's godmother. So if I didn't like her, I would have never done that.
Obviously, the turning point in your lives had to be the TV show. What was the turning point in the TV show?
When the family came on. To me, that was just like a stab in the back. I mean, it was a stab in the back because I got a phone call from my boss telling me that my sister and my brother and my cousin and her husband were going to be on the show.
What about your parents? How did they react? They were upset about it?
Oh, very upset. Yeah, because, especially now, you know, seeing what happened at the christening, at my nephew's christening, you know, it was something that they had to kind of get, you know, they were very hurt also. And now they don't want anything to do with the show. I mean, if they're on, they never want to be on. I mean, if they're on maybe once in a, you know, if something really means a lot to us, then they'll be on. But really, they're never on the show anymore. They want no part of it.
When we come back, still more with Joe and Teresa. We'll be back.
It was three of us, but it's really two of us because, like I said, Arsenio didn't bring anything to the table.
But Teresa, in all fairness, you were the project manager. You weren't great with respect to the presentation at all. You know that. The executives didn't like it. And they loved Arsenio, and they loved Aubrey. Teresa, you're fired.
Turning Point is brought to you by PC Wealth Management of Morgan Stanley Smith Barney and the law firm of Duffy & Duffy, protecting the victims of medical error.
Hi, I'm Kevin Jonas.
And I'm Danielle Jonas.
And we chose to have our wedding at Ohika Castle because it's an amazing place where dreams can definitely come true.
Ohika is a real-life castle built back in 1919 by Otto Hermann Kahn. During the Roaring Twenties, he entertained famous celebrities such as Charlie Chaplin and Enrico Caruso. Lots of cool stuff happens at Ohika Castle, like weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, sweet 16s, and historic mansion tours.
And this is Ohika Castle in Huntington, New York. So we love it there, and we cannot wait to go back.
Today at Atlantic Honda, we decided to interview some real customers.
Family-oriented, and I really like the spot.
The price is fantastic. I wasn't even planning on getting a brand-new car, and I wound up getting an old 12.
Lease a 2012 Civic LX for just $89 a month. Lease a 2012 Accord for just $139 a month.
There's so much to choose from, it was hard, you know?
Got 10 cars to them.
Have a very good finance program.
This surpasses anything we've ever experienced in other Honda dealerships.
Visit AtlanticHonda.com.
Attention, oxygen therapy users, for this important message.
I lost my freedom the day I went on oxygen. Those tanks, they kept me from really enjoying my life.
Hi, I'm Mary, an oxygen expert here at Inogen. If you require supplemental oxygen, we can help you regain your freedom and independence. Meet the new Inogen One. It's a lightweight and easy-to-use portable oxygen concentrator that makes its own oxygen. It works just like your in-home concentrator, but it's much smaller and lighter. Take your independence back and do the things you love without worrying about running out of oxygen. The Inogen One is even approved for air travel.
I first got this Inogen One, I thought, this is a godsend. This is a real piece of art.
Call now and we'll send you this free information kit. If you have Medicare or other insurance, you may be eligible to reclaim your freedom with the Inogen One at little or no additional cost.
Call 1-866-880-4355 for your free no-obligation information kit. Call 1-866-880-4355 today.
We're back with Joe and Teresa from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think we got that right.
Yes.
Where do you go from here? What else is going on in your lives?
Well, I just came out with an adult beverage called Fabellini. And you'll see that on the show, us actually formulating it. And I've always loved Bellinis. In my first cookbook, I actually have a recipe for Bellinis. So he wanted to come out with his own wine. But I said, I want to come out with my own Bellini drink. So he did. He found this oldest winery called Brotherhood Winery, upstate New York. And we went there and we actually formulated, which will be on the show. And there's two flavors, peach and raspberry. We used an award-winning champagne. And I can't wait for everyone to try it. It's absolutely delicious.
You'll like it.
Love it.
We're hawking some Pearl Bright tooth polish here. And I'll tell you, both of your teeth look very white. Smile for the cameras. Look at that. Very good. You tell us about Pearlbright.
Pearlbright, we've been working on it now for 2 years. It works great.
Joe's teeth got how many shades lighter?
When I did it the first time, I think like 9 shades.
How about coffee? You guys drink coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, I drink coffee, yeah.
And his teeth, and red wine. He makes his own homemade wine. Mm. We're getting it out to retail stores, and it's also on pearlbright.net and also on Amazon.
So people can order it online.
Correct.
And then we also have another line exclusively for spas and salons. That it's a little different, you know, than this. And, you know, because salons have, like, their own, they don't like to deal with anything that's in the retail end. So we had to make a specific brand just for them.
And it's actually
we're getting it out to them as well, so it's good.
One important thing, you know, what's great about having in the salons, it's like while you're getting your, women are getting their hair colored, instead of just sitting there not doing anything, you could get two things done at once. You know, you could get your teeth whitening as your hair is getting colored.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I love that. Like when I go get my hair colored at the salon, instead of just sitting there, like I always want to get a pedicure or a manicure. I just don't want to sit there and kill time. So that's why it's great. So you get your teeth whitening and get your hair done at the same time.
It's a great add-on for salons, put it that way.
Are you still with the same salon who founded you?
No. Well, I never really went to that salon because I live a half hour away.
Are they carrying it? If anybody should carry it, they should carry it.
We're getting it out to salons.
Our distributors that just deal with salons, you know what I mean? So we just go to the big boys and then they deal with all the salons.
There's also a Pearlbright pen. Ah. So if you want to touch it.
You want me to demonstrate? Hold on, Trick.
Here we go.
I got a pen. I did a little bit before I came on. He said my teeth got whiter.
Okay, it's pearlbright.net.
I'm going to do your trick right now.
Oh, see, he carries it around with him. Like, he's really into his teeth now.
All right, come here. See how it just, like, drips down? How much is? And you just brush it on just like that. I see a little bit like that. There you go. Let's get down to the bottom a little bit. You got a little lipstick on your lips. Take it right out. Look at that. Turn it white already. And you just keep pumping the stuff down.
Like Picasso with that thing, Joe. Like,
you'll see it drip down. There you go.
Very good.
I'm going to do a little more. And then it'll start foaming. And it'll start turning. It'll start working. So it's actually pretty cool. It's easy.
Pretty cool. Hey, pretty good.
This is actually a good little touch-up pen for when you're out drinking wine at dinner or whatever and your teeth get a little red, you go in the bathroom.
When you're drinking Fabellini.
Fabellini's actually all right. I don't think it tints your teeth like wine. You know, wine is the killer with the teeth.
Website, one more time and then we got to close.
Pearlbright.net.
On that note, we had two special guests today here, Joe and Teresa from the Housewives, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Thanks for being here and thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
But I stumbled on that one question
with
Caroline. Oh, okay. Remember, like, in the beginning? He said stupid. Was that bad?
She's a lawyer and she's...
Wait, but did I say that right? Pearl Dot asked me because I had that stuff in my mouth that I couldn't really...
Perfect. Thank God I only had to say your last name once. Judy
A. You're supposed to leave it in your mouth so it works.
I can't, while I'm talking, I can't do that.